Hey there, it's Liz Garcia again, and welcome to another episode of your weekly dose of higher consciousness that you can find on YouTube at trumpetoftruthtv.com and on the podcast at trumpetoftruthradio.com. This is the place to discover what I call the foundational basics and essential understandings for raising your level of consciousness and building a better life. And I support this intention by putting power and truth into context based on the map of consciousness, which is developed over a lifetime of consciousness research, high-level psychiatric care, and understanding from Dr. David R. Hawkins. He's really the teacher who passed in 2012. That I help to pass the baton on understanding where true power and truth really exists. And this week, it is your weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz. And I gave you a heads up in last week's, at the end of last week's video, what the quiz is, and I will repeat it for you here. So I do these weekly dose of higher consciousness quizzes so we can put into context what the truth of anything is. Like, there's truth at many different levels of consciousness, which you may not quite understand yet, but as you start to align with the map, which is not like a mystery, the map is not a mystery when you look at it and you understand, oh yeah, that makes sense. It makes sense that there's going to be more truth and power at different levels of consciousness, especially when you break into the spiritual dimension, which starts at love at 500 and above on the map of consciousness. So this week's quiz, I think, is timely and essential for all of us to understand what's going on at our southern border in the United States. And this is March of 2021. So the quiz is, which is of highest consciousness? Which serves the United States of America most, right? That which is of higher consciousness is effective and serves all of us the most. Here's the quiz. Which is of highest consciousness? Legal immigration, illegal immigration in the United States, open borders, social justice. And then I'm going to take a look at border protection. I usually do three, but we're going to look at border protection as well as immigration policies that were calibrated back before 2005. So what's really interesting is that Dr. Hawkins' book, Truth Versus Falsehood, did all these calibrations almost 20 years ago. So they're highly relevant today. The consciousness of the energy of what we're talking about doesn't change. It is what it is. It's not, it's an impersonal energy field or attractor field. So I want you to sit with that while I talk a little bit, speak a little bit more about consciousness calibrations, and then we'll get to the answers for today. This could be a giveaway. So again, I'll put them up on the screen, which is of highest consciousness: legal immigration, illegal immigration. I mean, who knows? Illegal immigration could be above 200. Who knows, right? Some politicians will make you believe that it is. Some old border policies are probably very similar today. Border protection and open borders. What does that look like? So which of those is of highest consciousness, if any of them? All right. So this is a super important topic right now because it's been brought to light that it's a problem. And former President Trump was actually speaking the truth and recognized that it is a problem. Whereas the Biden administration denies that it's a problem. They think it's a good idea to open up the borders, let everybody in, relax the policies. That's what's going on now. And I'm going to do my best not to have a judgmental tone about it, because all of us is operating from a level of consciousness they feel is true. Like, we feel, and likely, you know, the Biden administration at some level thinks they're doing the best, serving the highest good of the United States of America, when in reality, they're operating from a low level of consciousness field at 180, the administration, that is highly destructive of the United States of America and the world in general, because we are leader of the free world. So we don't necessarily want people following what's going on now, and we don't we definitely don't want to accept it. We got to hire better leaders, or elect better leadership. Anyway, so here's the answers. I've kind of given you hints as to the answer. Let's start with the lowest level of consciousness calibration. So we're looking at social justice in the US. This is a big topic. This is a hot topic right now. Immigration is a hot topic. Open borders is a hot, all of this is a hot topic. So the lowest level of consciousness is social justice in the US calibrates at 180. This is a low level of consciousness to give your attention to. And to be in this attractor field is destructive, and only brings more destruction. It's not of the highest good for the United States of America to be focused on social justice at all, because it's the energy of victimhood and feeding this, feeding the population this notion that they're all victims is false. It holds no truth, because the power to have a positive, uplifting, productive life is within all of us, calibrates as true. That's why the energy of social justice in the US holds no truth, essentially. So it's a destructive belief that's downward pulling and not rewarding. It can turn ugly and fatal. The immigration policies of the past also calibrated 180. And again, Dr. Hawkins' book, Truth Versus Falsehood, was published in 2005. So it's highly likely that the immigration policies are of the Biden administration are the same or worse than 180, because their administration operates in the energy field of 180, which is not good for the United States of America. For sure. And people that voted for him don't see that or understand it, because they're gullible. We're all gullible, period. It's not us against them. I have my own share of gullibility, as we all do. I wouldn't have known any better in the absence of this understanding, the map of consciousness and consciousness calibrations. So illegal immigration also calibrates at 180. It's all the same energy. Illegal immigration, weak immigration policies, social justice, it's all 180, which is why politicians that are operating in this field are so attracted to it. It's the same energy, and they feel like it's in alignment with them. And if they think they're aligned with truth, they're not, but that feels like they are, because it feels like home to them, right? It's a lower energy field that feels like home to them, which does not serve anyone but themselves. It doesn't serve the American citizens whatsoever. It doesn't serve the world either, because we're world leaders. Okay. I couldn't find the calibration for open borders, but Dr. Hawkins talks about it in Truth Versus Falsehood. I highly recommend this one if you're interested in understanding the levels of consciousness of the political landscape. It's vast. And important to understand things throughout history. You know, history repeats itself with destruction, because we don't know any better, but now we do. We can look at something and say, you know what? This is destructive. We got to find a better way. So there's a whole segment in here on every topic that you would want to know about in life is in here. And I do want to read this one section in the book that Dr. Hawkins, again, this was printed in 2005, almost 20 years ago. So he's talking about to clarify the issue of illegal, first of all, illegal immigration is 180, social injustice is 180, the immigration policies of the past were 180. They're all ineffective and destructive and fatal to the citizens of the United States, right? Legal in the immigration, on the other hand, calibrates at 210, which is the level of consciousness of effectiveness. So legal immigration is the way that we should be going based on our choices here today. Immigration, people that are allowed to come to this country need to be do it legally. They're of higher consciousness. They'll contribute to the betterment of our world, whereas illegal immigration will not. Okay. Border protection also calibrates at 200 on the map of consciousness to protect our borders, meaning it makes sense. It makes sense to protect our borders. Here's why. I'm going to read out of the book. So again, this is a passage from a book that was printed in 2005. To clarify the issue, it is interesting to note that illegal immigration calibrates at 180, therefore technically a crime, while legal, you know, if it's below 200, it's going to be a crime too. Energetically, it's a, it holds no truth to be illegal about anything. While legal immigration calibrates at 210, which is the level of effective energy, energy that's effective and positively oriented, constructive, upward pulling. Of importance is that Cuba's Castro is a leading coordinator of terrorists worldwide and is therefore hospitable to anti-US operatives who simply go through Southern and South and Central America, where there is already a connection between the Mara MS-13, they're called Mara Salvatrucha, which I'd never even heard about until Trump came into office, criminal gang, and Al-Qaeda. So Cuba kind of nurtures these terrorist groups from the South, knowing that the Mexican border, so they facilitate these terrorist operatives to go through South and Central America into Mexico and then into the United States through the, at the time, wide open Mexican border, where 1 million foreign nationals cross over yearly. This is equivalent, please listen, this is equivalent to giving terrorists carte blanche, an opportunity that is equally enjoyed by drug smugglers, criminal escapees from foreign countries. Hello. This is what this current administration thinks it wants to do or is not going to stop. This is called insanity. Okay, last week we spoke about, our last quiz was talking about the level of consciousness of normal and sane is 300. Anything below 200 is insane. So we as a nation have got to raise our own level of consciousness and awareness as to what's going on in our country and who we put into office. Not all politicians are politicians energetically. Some are statesmen, some are true leaders. And Truth Versus Falsehood has a great section on what to look for in negatively oriented leadership. I just found it a second ago. It's an excellent. So characteristics of dangerous political leaders, you can find here on page 280 in Truth Versus Falsehood. It shouldn't be a mystery. All you have to do is listen to people, right? See what they have to say. How are they saying it? But of course, a caveat to that is the national news media is aligned with falsehood right now. They typically don't tell the truth about anything. And they're now in this attractor field of lower consciousness as well. So there are some news reporters that tell the truth, speak the facts that you need to align with. And you may not like the idea that you'd want to align with them. But when I realized who was of higher consciousness in the news, I'm like, all right, I can stop thinking I know it all and just align with it. And you'll find calibrations in truth versus falsehood in regards to the news, though the news media can change, and it has. It's gone down the drain since Trump came into office. And it doesn't necessarily have to do with Trump. It has to do with their resistance to him. Resistance and hatred towards him creates a negative attractive field, which is destructive, which you can see going on right now. And this is not a blaming game. That's another sign of weak leadership, is when you start pointing fingers at someone else and trying to blame them for something, unless it's true, right? If there's some truth in it, you know, it's, we're all learning how to define the line between truth and falsehood. So I hope this was helpful in putting into context the immigration issue in the United States today, and understanding what's going on in our world right now, and what the current administration is not doing is a problem, a serious problem to the citizens of the United States. And understanding that legal immigration is a far more effective, preferable, and higher level of consciousness solution to the issue there. Thank you again for joining me. I think, I'm not sure next week what it's going to be, but I'm contemplating doing another video on how to let go of anger. When I do my research, I find that people are looking for asking the question, how do I let go of anger? And even though I've done a whole episode on how to let it go, I've experienced anger and rage. And I'd like to just address that particular topic in general, because there's many of us that think we're never angry when in fact we've buried and suppressed it all, like I have. And I can talk you through how I got through letting go of anger and rage. And there's also another topic I want to cover soon, and it's the book called Your Soul's Gift by Robert Swartz. Super interesting book, calibrates at a high level of consciousness and really shift me into a new level of acceptance, which I'd never felt before. So I look forward to sharing that. Thank you again for joining us here today. And remember, gang, love is the truth at 500 on the map of consciousness. Just because you don't believe it and you're not there yet, use the power of your mind, right, reason and rationality that's in the 400s to understand you're not even close to the truth if you're stuck in the mind. See you next week. Thanks for joining me. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast, or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, Tools for Transformation, High Vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast. Or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.